Then stand up. I don't know. I would assume that we've all at times been to a concert or maybe something like that. And, you know, if you went to a concert and say there wasn't a particular instrument that you normally expect to be there, you'd be like, wow, there's like a hole in the music there. You know, every one of us has an instrument to play during worship. So he laid this on my heart to say today. This is Psalm 118, the first four verses, the Passion Translation. I better put my glasses on so I get this right. Oh, I've got them here. I just got to get them out. Yeah, Psalm 118, glorious thanksgiving. Keep on giving your thanks to God, for He is good. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Let all His princely people sing. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Let all His holy priests sing. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Let all His lovers who bow low before Him sing. His constant, tender love lasts forever. You know, every one of us is part of the symphony. He's made a special sound in you that fills in and makes a part of the entire symphony. And so, let it out. Feel free to let it out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Happy Thanksgiving. Anybody run out of leftovers yet? Actually, what would you like? Is it a good thing we only do that once a year? There you go. All right, here's a trick question. What is the shortest verse in the Bible? Oh, so you get half credit for that. That's in English. In the Greek, the shortest verse is 1 Thessalonians 5. Rejoice always. King James says forevermore, but it seems like the word wept in Greek is a really hard word, so it's like five syllables. So that's what threw off the curve there. The next verse says, pray without ceasing. The next verse says, in everything, give thanks. Or some say, give thanks continually, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So if you're wondering what God's will is for you, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks continually. In the Gospels, when Jesus took the emblems, it said he gave thanks. Does anybody know what that word thanks is in Greek? You're going to be surprised. It is Eucharist, Eucharisteo. So somehow we've got this thing flipped around that we take communion, that we receive the Eucharist. When it's supposed to be the other way, the word is actually us giving thanks. In light of what we are receiving, our only possible choice is to give thanks. And we're supposed to give thanks continually. So as we passed safely through the gorging season, for this month anyways, or last month I guess it is already, we need to adjust our mindset. We need to shift our focus to being something of receiving to something of giving. You have in your hands the gift of life. This bread is my body. This cup is my blood. It is life for you. And it's not just for taking purposes. It's to evoke a heart, a mind, an attitude, a life of thanksgiving. Because if I am not constantly aware of what was given for me, I cannot be properly positioned to give back continual thanksgiving. And that's where we need to live. So while you hold that, it's just a little wafer. It's just a little cup. But it's just the creator of the universe's son, whose blood was spilled for you, whose life was poured out on the altar for you. We can't just take it like it's a thing we do on Sunday, or even a thing we do once a year at Thanksgiving. It needs to be a life-changing, mind-blowing position that we stick ourselves in. Continually give thanks. Father, we thank you so much for the ultimate sacrifice that you freely gave. You saw us in our need. You saw us in our rebellion, in our hatred, in our running away. And you chased us down and gave us the most precious gift of all, the most valuable thing in the whole world to you, your only Son. You freely gave him in exchange for me. And as we hold these little reminders in our hands, we change our thoughts and shift our focus to you in thanksgiving, in humility, in awe and wonder that the Creator of heaven would give all to rescue me. May our lives be continually lived from a place of thanksgiving, rejoicing always in the work you have done for us. We thank you in Jesus' name.
move into the tithes and offering. And so we'll be rushing the buckets. If you're new here, during the next worship song, you could come forward and put your tithes and offerings in the buckets, or you can go online, akbridgeofhope.com, and give on there. We've also got some boxes on the back wall there. If this isn't your home church, we don't believe we should have your tithes here. You should go to your home church for that. But any offering above and beyond that, feel free. The Lord's been giving me an offering message today that I've been kind of fighting not to give, because it's kind of long, and I'm concerned that I can communicate it well so that you'll hear what I'm saying, what he's saying through me. But he's not letting up on this, so I'm gonna just dive into it. So we'll see how we do here. Okay, I gotta get my glasses on again. Could you hold that a sec? Oh, maybe you're giving the message. So recently, Lorelei and I were back in Washington, D.C. We went back there. We purposed to take a class put on by Hillsdale College and had to do with the making of the Constitution, which quite literally you begin to realize is a lot like making sausage, and you never quite know what you're going to get. Seeing how that process is playing out, it wasn't a given at all. But one thing that really stood out to me in the teaching was the difference between negotiation and deliberation. I'm trying to talk into my phone. And I'd never really thought about this before. You know, I've always thought, you know, interaction with you and me, or you and whoever, business, friendships, relationships, I always kind of somehow had that categorized, at least loosely, in negotiation. And they really have opened my eyes to my thoughts to the difference, and how really most of what we do is probably more deliberation than negotiation. And what I mean by that is negotiation is usually not a team-related thing where whoever we're negotiating with, we're trying to get to a certain place where we're both satisfied necessarily. Maybe I become the winner and you don't in negotiation, or vice versa. Versus deliberation, we've got this end goal in mind. For instance, like, you know, when I go moose hunting, for instance, I'm looking at the guy I go moose hunting with a lot. Occasionally, one of us gets to pull the trigger when maybe the other was intended to pull the trigger, but it doesn't really matter to either one of us, right? Who got to pull the trigger, right? There's still meat in the freezer. That's more of a deliberation, team-related kind of a thing versus, no, get out of the way, I'm pulling the trigger type thing, right? And so it's like the Lord's showing me in our offering that mindset. If we're giving in a place of negotiation, I give this, I get that type thing versus together with the Lord, we've got this place that we're going together, and we're going to get there together. And that's just part of the walk in going there together is our tithes and offering. And so I'm just beginning to see how important that is to reclaim a word that maybe we haven't been using so much, that maybe we were mischaracterizing in this negotiation idea. And so I'm kind of trying to plant a seed a little bit. I believe the Holy Spirit's trying to plant a seed through me to you to think about your interaction with those around you and with your Lord, and think about it in the spirit of deliberation and the whole different mindset in that. And he's got some scripture here he wanted me to read, and I believe this is for at least a couple people here. I was having trouble at first seeing why the Lord wanted me to read this, but I believe I need to read it for at least some of us here need to hear this. This is Proverbs 1, starting right out in the beginning of Proverbs, and I guess maybe the why for Proverbs. I'm in the Passion Translation. Here are kingdom revelations, words to live by, and words of wisdom given to empower you to reign in life. Written as Proverbs by Israel's King Solomon, David's son. Within these sayings will be found the revelation of wisdom and the impartation of spiritual understanding. Use them as keys to unlock the treasures of true knowledge. Those who cling to these words will receive discipline to demonstrate wisdom in every relationship. That's every relationship. That's right, everything. And to choose what is right and just and fair. I would submit that happens more likely in deliberation versus negotiation. These proverbs will give you great skill to teach the immature and make them wise, to give youth the understanding of their design and destiny. Whew, come on. For the wise, these proverbs will make you even wiser. And for those with discernment, you will be able to acquire brilliant strategies for leadership. These kingdom revelations will break open your understanding to unveil the deeper meaning of parables, poetic riddles, epigrams, and to unravel the words, like deliberation and negotiation, and enigmas of the wise. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for connecting that somehow to tithes and offering for me. And Lord, just let that seed begin to germinate and spring forth, Lord, that seed of deliberation. Thank you, Lord. Amen. come on. Just give it up for the Lord, man. Just one more time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, all righty. That sounds good.
Thank you. Good morning. So we are 14 days away from Christmas of Hope.
I'll just stand here and look pretty.
Perfect. We need the bear down here. Don't fall coming down the stairs. So
yeah, we turned three bears into four bears.
That's right. So this, Rachel put together, and they went to Three Bears yesterday for 8 hours, handed out over 100 invites. The bear was there, and kids, and Kiana, when we got there to get her, which we have for you guys, invitations, when we went to get Kiana, she was like, we were able to pray for somebody, and it was really cool. So it was awesome.
And then when we got there, they had prayed for her, and she put her groceries next to her car and had them watch her groceries while she went in and did something else.
Yeah, it was really sweet. So they got to connect with people in the community. I realized there's a lot of unhappy people in our community that need Jesus when we were out there. I was like,
they need joy.
You're just not very happy. So we also came up with a 14-day prayer directive for you guys and for us. So after the service, I'm going to be out in the foyer, and I'm going to hand it out to you guys, along with, if you guys want any of the actual postcard invites. Jay was sharing with me today, I won't pull him up here today to share this, but about the prayer directives. And we don't need to pray from a place of begging God to do the things that are on there.
Right.
He actually wants to do them.
Come on.
And so we need to position ourselves from a place of knowing and declaring and decreeing the things that are on there.
That's
and prepare the way for what God wants to do during Christmas of Hope.
So good.
And what else?
No,
oh, we need...
candy.
Oh, my gosh. You are ridiculous. Oh, I'm waving at Chrissy in Texas.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyways, the other thing is we still need some help with some baked goods, and the gift baskets still have a lot of things that we need, like games and...
So, wait... I'm a baker, like so good of a baker. So what do you need? My question was first.
No. Brownies, Rice Krispie treats, sugar cookies.
Okay. Question number... Oh.
He does not bake at all.
If
I don't think he's ever baked.
If you know what good, you have to know how to make it.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's what I was going to tell you guys. So out in the foyer after the service, Roxanna, who's the one that's heading up the gift baskets right there, will be out there. And there's a lot of things that have been filled in, but there's a lot of things that we still need. And we would love it if you guys would just sow into that. The other thing is I want to point out, so on this, we have a few things that we're going to be doing during Christmas of Hope, which are going to be blessings to our community. But the real blessing is going to be each and every one of you showing up and pouring out what's in your hearts to those in our community and also to each other, because we encourage each other, we spur each other on, we cause each other to go deeper in the things that God's put in our lives. And so I just want to kind of put that out there to you guys. We still need people to help. So I'll be in the back afterwards. So if you want to talk to me, like, where could I jump in and help? Don't worry. We have lots of opportunities.
Last thought.
Okay.
I missed being at Three Bears out here, so is there another opportunity for me to be
You were
involved?
Actually there and running people down in the parking lot. yes. So next Sunday from 2 to 6, they're going to be there one last time.
In Palmer?
No, not in Palmer.
Oh, in this one.
Yeah.
Okay. I lied.
I'm like, what? And so if you want to go out there and just encounter your community, like actually see the faces of the people that we walk by every day that we don't even pay attention to. It was really kind of eye-opening to me, because typically when I'm going in the store, it's like a rush in, a rush out. But watching all these faces come in made me go, gosh, there's a lot of really hurting people that are miserable, that didn't even want to make eye contact with you, like don't even talk to me. And there was a lot of joyful people too, but just having an opportunity to love people relationally and Again, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you. So go ahead. So the invitations, the postcard invitations are there. And like I said before, we really want to get you guys to connect with people relationally. It's on Facebook, so you can actually post it, share it, invite people. But the real impact comes when you actually talk to people. Okay, thank you guys.
Welcome to December. What a great month. Yeah. Are you all getting excited about this? Yeah, there's tons of invitations, so please take a bunch and spread them around. Invite lots of people. We want to be a blessing to lots and lots. Yeah. So, December, our normal week, Monday night volleyball, 7 p.m. for adults. Wednesday is always food pantry, 4 to 5. Friday is always something going on here with these guys. Teen night, 7 p.m. Now, we are moving our December share dish because of Christmas of Hope. We shifted our December share dish, so it will be next Sunday. We get to eat together. Yeah, so after the share dish, then you get to go to Three Bears and or around your neighborhood or whatever you want to do, share invitations. So next Sunday, following the service, we're going to have lunch together. And there is a little error in your bulletin. I tried to go through all of them and correct. Normally, I set up Saturday at 10, but because we did the shift, the building's being used all day. So I will not be setting up until 5 p.m. Saturday night. So if you're able to come and help, tables and chairs should already be done. I already have some guys doing that. But if you're able to pop in around 5, just come make it look Christmassy, I'd appreciate the help. So good stuff. Love you guys. Get ready for the rest of the service. Woohoo.
So I guess we got some kids going out, huh? Any kids want to go? It's time. Yeah, so go ahead and do a little meet and greet, and we'll shift gears here.